Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Hey Tim, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing pretty good, my friend. Today we're going to talk about something that I can't believe we waited till episode 80 to talk about on a WordPress podcast. The difference between WordPress.com and WordPress.org?
Yeah, and I've got to say, sometimes it really irritates me. I wish Matt Mullenweg, the co-founder of WordPress, wouldn't have done this. But basically, he invented WordPress, wanted it to be open source, and then he went and created his own company, WordPress.com, that is his business that he makes money from. And it's incredibly confusing. And so many people ask this question, well, what's the difference between WordPress.com and WordPress.org? And so we're going to go through those differences now. But it's a little bit irritating because, you know, I wish he wouldn't have done that, because a lot of people end up going with the wrong one and then have to waste a lot of time and have to circle back to .org.
So. And I couldn't agree more. And hopefully if you're listening to this podcast, it's not too late and we're going to save you or help you in making a decision of which route might be better for you. So Tim's going to talk about .com. I'll talk about .org. Why don't you go ahead and tell everybody what WordPress.com is, Tim?
Yeah, so like I mentioned, Matt Mullenweg created WordPress, and then he went and created WordPress.com, which is his business, Automattic. And so WordPress.com is a hosted platform. It is a all-in-one solution type of thing. It's really meant for bloggers. That's kind of their main audience, because you can sign up for a blog, don't have to worry about hosting. You can choose a theme, and then you know they have some add-ons and plugins and so forth. But it's limited. You do not control the website. You don't have full control to install any plugins that you want, install any code. You can't upload a custom theme, anything like that. It's a closed system that they completely own and monitor, and you have the benefit of being on their platform and not having to worry about hosting, and they kind of manage that for you, but you lose some of the other major benefits of WordPress that David's going to talk about in the next section. And so, yeah, basically, I to name some additional benefits, you get website maintenance and security that's automatically taken care of by the Automattic team. And it's great. It's great hosting, and it's very secure because they know websites, and they know, you know, the infrastructure and everything. And it can be a very cost-effective solution for just a blogger that's just getting started, but it is not a full-blown, you know, you own your website type of thing.
Yeah, I would say, here's what I would say about WordPress.com, just to add to what Tim is saying. I couldn't agree more with everything that he did say. If you are wanting to monetize your website one day, I would highly recommend that you not go on WordPress.com. If you're doing a website for a hobby, you know, that you don't ever have a plan or intention of monetization, which means make money from your website, if you think it could possibly go that route, I highly recommend going WordPress.org route versus .com, because, you know, we'll talk about reasons why that's going to affect you down the line. Let me tell you a little bit about WordPress.org, what it is. WordPress.org is basically, you know, it's the free repository where a user is able to download and use the WordPress software at will. You use that on your own hosting environment. So you go out, you get a host, you install WordPress on it, and you have the freedom and flexibility to do whatever you want with it. You can use any theme in the world. You can use any plugin that's out there that's compatible with WordPress. And you can pretty much customize and do what you want whenever you want. It gives you 100% freedom. So there are some drawbacks to that, you know, versus .com. That means that you're going to have a little bit more knowledge than you will on a .com, because a lot of the stuff that is taken care of for you on .com is not taken care of for you with the .org platform. So,
yeah.
Which let me clear this up real quick. it ain't that hard.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
So don't let that scare you. You know, the bottom line is if you're planning on monetizing your website one day, go with the self-hosted install. There are solutions out there like WP Engine that will do all of that stuff for you and gives you the flexibility of WordPress.org type kind of stuff. So
yeah,
don't let me be confusing here.
Yeah, and great points, David. And to add to that, you know, David mentioned monetizing. Yeah, you can't do e-commerce on WordPress.com. So if you ever decide you want to sell, you know, a simple product, you know, something small, a digital product, whatever, well, if you're on your own self-hosted WordPress.org software, well, it's as easy as installing WooCommerce or Easy Digital Downloads, and you know, within minutes you can be selling a product on your site. And so, yeah, there's so many reasons why WordPress.org is definitely a better long-term solution. Again, if you just have a personal blog for, you know, kind of just writing down your own thoughts, or, you know, you want to be able to catalog a trip and you know, upload photos, great. WordPress.com is perfect for that. It's free for the most part. And, you know, you never have to worry about some of the other stuff. But if you're a business and you're serious about your business, then you need to be serious about your website, which includes getting on WordPress.org and, you know, going with a WP Engine, A2 hosting, and so forth.
Yeah, and we, you know, we're going to kind of end it here because there's just not much more to say than what we've said. But we are going to put a link to a blog post that we wrote over on our website, Aspen Grove Studios, What's the Difference Between These Two? That goes a little bit more into detail and stuff that will help clear things up for you. So we'll put that in the show notes.
Yeah.
I think that's it from me, Tim. How about you?
No, yeah, I think that's everything, and the blog post kind of covers everything else. So
fantastic. Yeah. Thanks for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. Head on over to our website, wpthepodcast.com. Check out episode 80, What's the Difference Between WordPress.com and WordPress.org? And remember to subscribe, like, and review our podcast wherever you listen to us. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business toward success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.